OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as we shift gears from our National Communal Forum last segment, for today's personal connection, we're going to take flight with Bell Helicopters, and this portion of the program is sponsored by Seabourn.
Make your 2025 travels as unique as ever with a trip of a lifetime that I promise you is going to absolutely bring you fun and adventure this year. Come travel with us this August in Alaska, and by acting now, you're going to lock in the best deal of the year. Seabourn's offering their Sale of the Year special. It's going to save you an extra 15% off. It's going to deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit plus a reduced deposit. This is the same deal, by the way, that many of our show fans received to join us last November when we did our big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise of 2024.
Yeah, so you can be a part of that. Listen, Alaska is such a great place to visit. This is going to be such an amazing trip. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, come join us in August aboard Seabourn Quest. You can choose either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, 2025, or we've got the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th. We're going to broadcast the show from the ship. Space is limited, and since there have already been bookings, that's moving right along. Go get all the information today. Book your travels on our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the link at the top of the homepage. You can't miss it. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaskan Cruise, and secure your spot with us, all right? You're going to get that extra 15% off, the $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. And what we really have been saying, Seabourn, these are small luxury ships. They go to parts of Alaska, the big ships. They simply can't. So make your reservation today. It is going to be a very special trip. Come join us this August in Alaska.
All right. Regular listeners know that Robert's favorite way to fly is by helicopter. And for us, that's always meant Bell Helicopters. We think they're the best. There's a good chance you've flown on a Bell as a traveler if you've taken any kind of sightseeing flights somewhere in the world. Bell is based in Fort Worth, Texas, not too far from our network command center in Dallas, where you'll also find the impressive Bell Training Academy. Chad Sparks is their general manager, and he joins us now for today's personal connection.
Chad, well, I know we had planned to do this in person when we were down there in Dallas back in late June. We'll do it at some point, I'm sure, when we're back. But welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks so much. You know, you missed an opportunity. I'm looking forward to having you in the future, but I'm really excited to get the chance to talk to you today.
Well, as are we. So, listen, you know, the Bell Training Academy is there at Floyd Carson Airfield. It's some facility, you know, with the various runways, elevated landing platforms, full touchdown auto rotation that helps ensure Bell helicopter pilots are really at the top of their field. I want you to share with folks listening to us right now around the country the importance of the location to Bell helicopter pilots and give us an idea of how many people have already trained at the facility from different countries worldwide.
Well, the Bell Training Academy here in Fort Worth is really the hub. Its entire purpose in life is to ensure that, you know, we make our customers, the pilots, the people who maintain Bell aircraft, the safest and most effective in the world. And, you know, the Floyd Carson Airfield is just, it's a piece of that. We've got some really great instructor pilots. We've got amazing academics. We've got great training devices and just really amazing, reliable aircraft. And all that we combine together to teach, you know, our customers how to just be safe with our aircraft. It's a great mission, and I love being a part of it.
Chad, Robert is really passionate about Bell helicopters, has been for years. Our sons now also share the same enthusiasm with the Bell 407, really their main experience. A few others, but the 407 is typically the one, right, that takes, you know, people out on sightseeing tours around the world. Now, I've seen members of your team who were former Marines say that the Bell 407 GXI is the best helicopter to train our U.S. Navy. So for people listening who maybe don't understand what these machines can do and all that goes into the safety aspect, which you just briefly mentioned earlier, in terms of their design and all of that, just share some personal thoughts with our audience.
Yeah, I mean, what's really intrinsic and important at Bell is that we start and end our day thinking about safety and the reliability of our platforms. And the Training Academy is just one piece of it, but the 407 is a great aircraft in that mission because it is fundamentally a safe and reliable aircraft. And its ease of operation, the components we've incorporated in terms of you know, the glass cockpit, and when I say that, it's all of the instrumentation and things that tell you about the operation and behavior of the aircraft are really easy to interpret and tell you how the aircraft's behaving, and that allows you as a pilot to focus outside the aircraft. And so when you're flying, whether you're flying a touring mission and trying to make sure that your customers are seeing all the great sights, or whether you're flying, an air medical mission and making sure that you're getting people as quickly as possible to the urgent care that they require. You know, that's part of the beauty of being a part of Bell and the missions and the customers we serve is that, you know, every day we're, helping elevate people's lives, and we're really helping to save lives at the end of the day.
You know, as Mary said, listen, so 407, she's right, you know, personal favorite. I did mention the 429. I think the grace, the comfort, just the feeling of flying in a helicopter. It's just hard to explain. I mean, it's my favorite way to fly, hands down. But I've been following the development and certification that's underway for the new Bell 525. It's going to be Bell's first fly-by-wire helicopter. It's, you know, safety should be outstanding because there's triple redundancies built in. Any comments on what's coming with the new Bell 525, Chad, and the training that's going to occur involving it?
Well, the Bell 525 is really, you know, just sort of the next generation of aircraft that we're creating. As I mentioned earlier with the 407 and other models that we have, like 505 and 429, they all have unique characteristics that are really valuable in each one of their mission sets. And so, you know, the 525 is really positioned to take safety to an even higher level. When you talk about the level of triple redundancy in all of the aircraft subsystems, in the way that fly-by-wire allows you to manage the aircraft in all kinds of different conditions, really is a game changer in terms of the types of missions that it will fly in the future. And that's everything from oil and gas passenger transit to search and rescue missions to, you know, VIP transport and beyond. We're really excited about what that aircraft's going to bring to the industry.
But following it closely.
Chad, I can clearly hear you love what you do. I'm curious, what's the typical length of time a pilot may train at the academy, and share with our listeners? I know every day is different, but just give a couple of examples of a typical day in pilot training.
Oh, sure. So most pilots that come to see us already know how to fly helicopters, but generally we teach them how to uniquely fly Bell helicopters. And so we typically spend about a week with them. That's a combination of time in academics, where we've got this really cool courseware that we use that's based on, you know, gaming engine technology. And so it's this full 3D immersive experience so they can see and understand all of the aircraft systems. And we take that academic experience and then we transition into our high fidelity flight simulators that allow us to, in a very safe way, practice failures on the aircraft, everything from, you know, hydraulic failures to engine failures to electrical failures, because we want, if something ever happens in flight and a pilot's got to be able to manage the aircraft, we want that to just be muscle memory for them. It's automatic and it's easy,
right.
And they can spend time focused on the things that are truly important as they're managing the aircraft. Mm-hmm. And the last phase of that is the flight operations phase. And so we'll take them out to flying aircraft and we'll transit right over to our practice field. And that's where we will practice many of these emergency maneuvers. And one of my absolute favorite that we do is what's called an auto rotation. When fundamentally, you know, in a bad day event and you have an engine failure, the physics of a helicopter will actually allow you to fly it safely to the ground. And Bell aircraft in particular are uniquely designed around that ability. Mm. And so we actually practice that maneuver.
That's something I enjoy about those. So, Chad,
okay.
Listen, you know, you're in our personal connection segment of the show today. This is where we talk about the impact, you know, that travel has to connect, to transform, the passion we have for it and more. So you've worked with Bell in various roles, both military and commercial operations. We can hear the enthusiasm, Barina.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, talk to us about what you enjoy about your current role and what it means to you to be leading such an important aviation facility here in our country.
Well, I think what I love most about this role, it is the intersection of Bell's products and our customers. And so each and every day I get to be close to our aircraft, but even more importantly, I get to be close to our customers and I get to understand what each one of them uniquely do every day, because we get customers from more than 75 countries around the world and more than 3,000 customers through our doors every year. And they're flying all kinds of amazing missions. You know, helicopters can do so many amazing things, everything from logging industry to mosquito spraying to, you know, touring to police and fire rescue. And getting to talk and interact with each one of those customers is really inspiring for me to learn that what we do here is so important in helping them execute their missions.
Yeah, well, we hear that very loud and clear. Again, you know, folks, I'm sure as you travel, you know, especially when it comes to some of the tour operators and that out there, you will see the Bell 407. You can't mistake the Bell helicopters. They are very distinguishable. And it, for us, Chad, I'll tell you, on this show, we only fly Bell. We're passionate about the product. I'm glad we've been able to have you on here. I can't wait to come down and really go through the facility, and we're going to continue to follow the development of the 525. Excited for that as well. So really appreciate you being part of today's broadcast, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
I love it. Thanks for being a loyal Bell customer, and I look forward to hosting you here sometime soon.
Thank you, Chad. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You guys take care.
Yep.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mary. Well, we are going to head down to Dallas. Bobby, you'll be happy to hear that. And Mary, we will be enjoying some time.
It, you know what? I have to admit, it does sound like fun.
Well, you've enjoyed every time we've flown.
I have. In Iceland, we landed on a glacier with
best
a bell.
Best way to travel. It's not even close. So, all right. We need to go to commercial break. So next, Rudy's going to rejoin the show for The Right Stuff. RJ's coming right behind him with The Open Road. Then it's Graceland. That's going to be our museum gallery. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.